Audio services provided by Planet Chiropractic. www.planetchiropractic.com.
So I believe that our life is magnificent. I believe that our life is blessed. I believe that no matter what happens in your life, you want to find out how it serves you. And you want to put the pieces back in the puzzle. Because anything you cannot be grateful for in the past becomes your obstacle in the future. And your baggage that weighs you down from your greatest liberation. See, I believe that everything that goes on in your life is trying to guide you to your mission. And in my situation, that was one of those magical moments. Now I have another friend, somebody who's connected to part of my past. I was also reflecting in my life not too long ago. And I remembered, I was thinking, how does that relate to my purpose? So you want to ask yourself, how does every single thing you do and everything you've done in your past, how does it relate to your healing power today? Your magical chiropractic mission today? And as I was going back, I remembered one time I had this girlfriend. When I was 5 years old, I had this girlfriend. Her name was Martha Rose Scartozzi. She was this beautiful brunette, kind of wavy, long, brown hair. She was the fastest reader in the class, and I was the dunce. You know how polarities attract? How many of you know what I'm talking about? You marry your disowned parts. Whatever you condemn in yourself or don't own in yourself, you tend to keep attracting until you learn to love it. The purpose of a relationship has nothing to do with happiness. It's about finding the person that represents the part you haven't loved and marrying it until you learn to love it. Isn't that the truth? So what happens is I had Martha Rose Scartozzi, and Martha Rose Scartozzi was the brightest girl in the class. She was the fastest reader. I couldn't read. I was the dunce. And we were attracted. But my ego was so squashed and so insecure that I did not want her to know that I could not read. So I used to pretend and fake reading in front of her. I saw on The Twilight Zone. How many remember The Twilight Zone? I saw this guy in The Twilight Zone that would go and he would speed read, and his head got getting bigger and bigger and bigger. How many remember that one? The head got bigger and bigger and bigger, and his skull kept growing and the brain kept growing, and eventually he'd just go into a room and he'd scan the whole room and he would pick up the entire library and he'd know it all. And I thought, cool. So when I was with Martha Rose, I was too embarrassed to show that I couldn't read, so I used to just pretend like I was speed reading. And then I'd ask her, what did she get out of the book, so I would know. But I used to go to Martha Rose Scartozzi's house after school and walk her home. I guess I was an Italian romantic when I was a child. And I used to walk her home. And when I'd get home, I would stay at her home until her mother came home at 5 o'clock from work. I wasn't supposed to be there, because my mom and her mom worked. I wasn't supposed to be there, but I just had this attraction. It is something I still haven't been able to resolve in my life, but I was attracted to this beautiful woman. In the process of doing this, one day her mother came home and I was caught. And I didn't know where to go because I was in the garage and I knew she was about to pull into the garage. And so I ran into the house, ran out the back door, ran over the fence. And when I hopped the fence, I caught it on the fence. My hand caught the barb on the top. And I have a scar from here all the way to here still with me today from running from Martha Rose Scartozzi's mom. Now, why am I saying that? Very, very simply. I ran out into the field, into this abandoned field out there. I didn't know where it was going. I was running through this grass. It was taller than me. And all of a sudden, I came to some trees, and there was a hobo camp. A bunch of bums sleeping and talking and, you know, chatting. A bunch of bums sitting there near the road, and they were hitchhikers, and they were bums. In those days, they called them hobos. And I came across them, and I was frightened. And I said, hey, Sonny. And they started a conversation. I sat down there, and they were teaching me. So when I look back at my life, I realized some of the greatest teachers I had were the least likely sources. And I realized today, I travel somewhere between 350 and 500,000 miles a year traveling and speaking. I speak about 300 days a year. I dedicated my life to studying universal laws and sharing those with people. And since I almost died, I gave my life to that. But in the process of doing that, I realized that those were also my teachers trying to teach me how to travel on the road. The bum was trying to teach me to gain love and wisdom. Paul Bragg was trying to teach me about genius. He gave me an affirmation, I'm a genius and I apply my wisdom. I came and I looked through my life and all my mentors were trying to teach me. And in your life, whoever you meet is your mentor. The genius is one who recognizes geniuses in everyone they meet. They recognize divinity in the people, no matter who they meet. The other night, I was sitting at the bar when I was just about to meet this lady, Natalie. The guy who was sitting at the bar, whose seat I wanted, was this little Indian fellow, this kind of guru Indian-looking fellow. Had this Nehru outfit on. And I was hoping he would hurry up and get out, but he didn't leave. And then about four nights later, I'm going to this Italian restaurant, and I walk up there, and they say, well, we got about a 10-minute wait if you just go to the bar and you wait. And I sit at the bar, and that same guy is sitting there. I turn to him, and I say to him, weren't you at the Cheesecake Factory a few nights ago? And he says, yeah, I hang out there frequently. And says, you were sitting in the seat that I was desiring, just like you are right now. And he says, that's not unlikely. He spoke in the Indian language, and not unlikely. And he says, I have something for you. He turned to me and he says, I have something for you. I said, what's that? He said, it is a golden dollar. And he hands me a golden dollar and he puts it in my hand. He says, this is for you. You have the gold. And then he pulls out of his pocket and he hands me something else. And he says, here's a pamphlet on a seminar on consciousness. I have a feeling this is for you. I don't know who this is for, but I think it's for you. And he gave me this pamphlet on speakers and a convention that's on consciousness. And I said, I don't believe there's any mistakes. I believe that there's perfect synchronicity, as Carl Jung says. The chiropractic genius is one that recognizes the magnificence, the synchronicity, the perfection in every event, in every person, place, thing, idea, and event in their life. Now, to the degree that we don't, we age ourselves. To the degree that we do, we enlighten ourselves. Our job is to shine, not to shrink. Our job is to be immortal, not mortal. Do you know that we get up every morning and every area of our life, all seven areas of our life, we're divinely attempting to express our immortality. I believe that we have a soul. I've been studying physics and quantum physics and mathematics and sciences and 230 different ologies for 30 years now almost. In the process of doing it, I am convinced, I am beyond wondering, I am certain, and I am convinced that you have an immortal, undying, ever-present, inspired being governing your physiology and your life. And it is absolutely amazingly ingenious, absolutely amazingly brilliant, amazingly powerful. It has omnipresent capacities if we just open our heart and allow the inner voice to guide it and direct it and our inner vision to align it. And I believe that we have that capacity, and it's our destiny to awaken that. It's our destiny to acknowledge it. It's our destiny not to shroud it, but to awaken it. And every time we deny that and we go around and are not appreciating our life. See, I said when we love what we do, it takes us to do what we love. When we love our life as it is, it unfolds to what we love. It unfolds in what's our capacity. We birth our immortality by appreciating our mortality. We appreciate our genius when we appreciate our experiences. And so in our life, the chiropractor must take every single patient, my advice, and go back from the very beginning of your office and write a thank you letter. And every patient you can't say thank you, you look again until you can say thank you. What did they teach you? What did they teach you? And whatever you think about and think about, you will bring about. And if you focus and you concentrate on those patients and you see them and you say to them your love and appreciation and you care and you communicate in that in their value system, it's impossible for them not to be a patient. Impossible. I just came back a few days ago from doing a program that I do called Master Planning for Life. And Master Planning for Life is where I take my students for three solid days, and they sit down and they divinely design their life. They sit down in all seven areas of life and they write out exactly how they want their life to be, exactly what they're inspired to create in their life. Now I ask you as chiropractors to go inside your heart and with pieces of paper or pencils or possibly with computer to define the practice dreams that you hold in your heart. So many of us are sitting there trying to be somebody we're not, trying to live somebody else's dreams that we're not honoring our own. See, I realized when I first came here maybe 18 years ago and to speak, I actually started comparing myself to other speakers. And I thought, well, oh, I'd like to do that. Oh, I'd like to be that. I'd like to do this. And I realized what Emerson said, envy is ignorance and imitation is suicide. Envy is ignorance and imitation is suicide. Each of us here have a set of values, a hierarchy of values, a unique set of values. No two people can have the same. According to those values, we will live our lives, and our destiny is dictated. Honoring those values is the secret of life. Some people say to me, they say, well, I would like to have 1,000 patients a week. Why can't I have 1,000 patients a week? And they're not realizing that they're already successful, because according to their values, they spend time with their children, or they spend time at their school, or they end up doing something in sports, or they have other values that are higher than 1,000 people a week. You are just as successful fulfilling your values as any other chiropractor on this earth. But you got to honor your value system, whatever that may be. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't use other people to reflect, to discover what's important to you and what's inspiring to you. And maybe use them as a mentor to awaken you talents that you don't know and you don't discovered yet, or haven't discovered yet. But the key is to identifying your values and honoring your values and not trying to live somebody else's. You know, sometimes people get around me and they say, well, I'd like to do like you. And I said, I hope you don't, because if you do, you will be you, not you, you'll be me. I want you to go and discover what's unique to you. I want you to find out what's inspiring to you and do that. Not be somebody else, but be you. The master is one who focuses on every finer detail on their master plan and lives out according to their values, their destiny, their heart. If that means a practice in the middle of nowhere and having an airstrip and having thousands of patients coming from around the world to it, then let that be it. But if that means being a coach on a baseball team for your three children, and that means seeing 60 patients a day, and it doesn't mean 1,000 patients a week, but 60 patients a day and a good living and a beautiful home and having a fine family and doing that and contributing to your social powers in the neighborhood and doing something that's making a difference in your neighborhood, then by God, that's a divinely ordained pathway. And you want to honor your values and you want to honor your pathway and not negate yourself in comparison to anybody else. We are not to be greater or lesser than somebody else in that respect. We're just to discover what's inside our soul and obey it. Now, what we use is other people to awaken that soul, but we do not want to compare ourselves to those people that way. When somebody asked me, who is your competition, John? I said, I don't know. Because I can look at all the competition, all the people that do something similar, but when I am on mission, there is no competition. When I am on mission, how can somebody compete with me because I am Dr. DeMartini? I can only be in competition when I'm trying to be them, and they are already better at being them than I am. Although I had seen somebody who's a Hollywood actor who actually did a duplication and pantomime of me that did a better job than me, jokingly. But the point is that you want to be you. You want to awaken you. And the way you do it is be grateful for your life. You cannot be the maximum you until you can be grateful for all of the components that made you up. Anywhere in your life you can't say thank you for sabotages your potential at being you. But you want to define it. And that master planning program, the purpose of it was to help people define and sit down and take the time that they never get around to doing. How many of you know you say, oh, I'd like to get around to doing something like that, but you keep putting it off and you don't ever sit down and map out your life. Most people plan their vacation more than their life. It's time to plan your life. It's time to sit down and go on exactly how you would love to have your practice. When I moved to my high-rise office years ago, I said, I want to practice a certain number of hours with a certain number of patients and a certain number of dollar values in a certain way, in a certain fashion. And then I mapped it out, and I looked at how I could do it and how many people I'd have to contact in order to get certain new patients and exactly what I would say, and I mapped the whole thing out, and I saw the masterpiece in my mind. Then I was able to translate it into reality. The genius and the master is one who can take that ever finer detail and put it into reality, and it's from their soul and their heart, not somebody else's. See, we do live in a magnificent universe. You know, the more I explore it, I look at it, and I see this quantum field out there, this universal intelligent field. It permeates the galaxies. The more I study astronomy, the more I see this intelligence running it. And then the more I study the astronomy and I look inside the planets and I look at the order of the planets and I see the life that's there and I look at where we have on the solar system, this life, I say, man, God, we are the blessed ones. Across the universe, there are billions and billions of galaxies. And of those billions of galaxies, there's billions of star systems. One galaxy, the Milky Way, they believe has 1 trillion stars. And of those trillion stars, there's millions of them that potentially can have life. But we know for sure at least one, and we are there. And we consider that is worth saying thank you for. When you think about that, how rare and how precious an opportunity to be one of jillions of stars that we are now existing on. We are now having a thing called chiropractic on. That's an opportunity.
Audio services provided by Planet Chiropractic. www.planetchiropractic.com